Assalamu alaikum, this is Sayyid Ali Imran and you're listening to the 4D's podcast brought to you by Mizan Institute. This is episode 94. Prayers before supplicating. In hadith number 28, we read from Imam Baqir alayhi salam who said, O Abu Hamza, whenever you encounter an issue in life that is causing you fear, find a place in the house where you can face the Qibla and recite a 2-rak'at prayer. After the prayer, say, Ya Absar al-Nadhirin, Ya Asma' al-Sami'in, Ya Asra' al-Hasibin, Ya Arham al-Rahimin, 70 times. Once you are done calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names, then ask Him for your needs. In this short narration, Imam Baqir alayhi salam is telling his close companion Abu Hamza that find a place in your home, find a corner facing the Qibla, and perform 2 rak'at prayers. This 2-unit prayer is just a mustahab prayer that can be recited. And once you are done reciting this, say 70 times, Ya Absar al-Nadhirin, the one who is the most seeing of all of those who can see, the one who can hear the most from all of those who can hear. And once you repeat these phrases 70 times, thereafter, ask the dua that you wish to ask for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah respond to our du'as. In hadith number 29, we read from Imam Naqi alayhi salam, who quotes from his forefathers, that anyone who recites the following supplication before asking for their needs will be fulfilled. I will recite the entire dua in Arabic. ما شاء الله توجها إلى الله ما شاء الله تعبدا لله ما شاء الله تلطفا لله ما شاء الله تذللا لله ما شاء الله استنصارا بالله ما شاء الله استكانة لله ما شاء الله تضرعا إلى الله ما شاء الله استغاثة بالله ما شاء الله استعانة بالله ما شاء الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. After calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names and with these qualities and attributes, then if you say your dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah accept your supplications. In the next episode, we will talk about a narration which speaks about how to make a dua in order to assist with poverty and sickness. Thanks for tuning in today, and to remain updated on the latest episodes, please follow us on our social media pages, and for more great content under podcast series, please visit us on mizaninstitute.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.